I want you to picture a scenario for a second. It's a recurring nightmare for a lot of business owners we talk to.
Oh, I think I know where you're going with this.
You've spent years obsessing over your pipeline. You've built the perfect infrastructure to reach your customers where they actually live, which, let's be honest, is WhatsApp.
Yeah.
You're right there in their pocket.
You've got the access. It's the holy grail of distribution.
It is. But then you stare at that open channel and you realize you have absolutely nothing new to say to them. You have the pipes, but there's no water.
And that's when the panic sets in.
Exactly. So what do? They start dripping the same old, hey, checking in, or here's a discount message, until the customer just snaps and hits block.
Which is the worst case scenario? You spend all this money to acquire them, set up the channel, and then you burn the bridge because you bored them to death?
Precisely. And that's the exact problem we're going to unpack in this deep dive. We are looking at two very specific pieces of technology.
Yeah, on the surface, they look like they belong in totally different worlds.
They do. In one corner, we have Wadi.io. That's our pipe. It's this huge customer engagement platform built on the WhatsApp Business API.
And in the other corner, you have the Water Auto Content API.
And when we say water, we should be really clear.
Right. This isn't about, writing slightly better copy. We're talking about an industrial-grade engine that takes raw data-like text, PDFs, even URLs, and it transforms it into finished multimedia, audio, video, social shorts, all automatically.
That's the synergy we're exploring. How do you take a conversational intelligence platform like Wadi and supercharge it with what you'd call a headless content engine?
If you can solve that, you stop being a spammer. You start being a media company.
It's a shift from what content creation to content transformation.
Exactly. Creation implies humans in a room brainstorming. Transformation treats it like a data problem where machines do the heavy lifting.
Okay, before we get into the how, I want to push back a little. Is it really that hard to just write a message? Why do we need this whole industrial engine for a WhatsApp update?
It's a fair question. It comes down to what the auto content source material calls the content saturation economy.
Right.
I mean, look around. The barrier to distribution is zero now. YouTube, Spotify, WhatsApp—they all have infinite shelf space. You can publish as much as you want.
Nobody's stopping you from tweeting 1,000 times a day.
Exactly. So the bottleneck isn't getting the message out anymore.
Yeah.
The real bottleneck is producing something that's worth consuming.
And that's where Wadi fits in.
Perfectly. Wadi is a beast. We're talking over 14,000 businesses on the platform, processing billions of messages. It has team inboxes, broadcasts, no-code chatbots. It's a machine built for high volume.
So you have this Ferrari of a distribution engine.
But you're fueling it with, regular unleaded text. And that's the mismatch. To keep a conversation engaging on WhatsApp today, you can't just rely on text.
It's boring.
It's boring, it's low bandwidth, it's easily misread. You need rich media. You need video, audio, something dynamic.
But rich media is expensive. That's always been the catch, right? To send a video, I've got to hire a videographer, write a script, edit it.
And that's the math problem. Outsourcing a decent podcast episode. That can be anywhere from $100 to like $15,000.
A single corporate video can be $3,000. Easy.
So if you have a Wadi list of 5,000 people, you just can't afford to spend $3,000 on a video for one Tuesday afternoon broadcast. The ROI isn't there.
So you just default back to the text message.
You default to text.
Yeah.
And your engagement slowly dies. This is where auto content just changes the entire equation. They use a concept called headless content production.
I love that term, but let's break it down. Headless in software usually means no graphical interface. What's it mean for content?
It means decoupling the idea from the production. Think of it less like art and more like a data transformation task.
Okay.
In the old model, a human reads a PDF, writes a script, records a voice, and it's a video. It's linear, it's slow,
And expense.
and expensive. With auto content, that PDF is just data. You drop it into a folder. The API, the headless engine, wakes up, extracts the key points, synthesizes a script, generates a synthetic voice, matches it with visuals, and renders a video.
And this all happens where?
In the cloud.
In the cloud. No studio, no crew. And crucially, it all happens via an API, which means Wadi, our pipe, can trigger this whole process automatically.
So the pipe is basically ordering its own water.
That's a great way to put it, yeah.
I want to get tangible, though. Let's look at how this works for a business using Wadi right now. Wadi is huge on support and sales, so let's start there.
Okay, this is the bread and butter use case. Wadi has this AI support agent that they say deflects around 60% of queries, which is great.
Yeah.
But we've all been there. You ask a complex question like, how do I reset the firmware on my router? And the bot just spits back three massive paragraphs of text.
I hate that. I immediately stop reading and just type human. Right, because text is a terrible medium for instructions. It's high friction.
Yeah.
But now, imagine we integrate auto content. The API crawls your technical documentation. It knows the procedure.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of passing that block of text to Wathi, it generates a 60-second explainer video.
Wait, on the fly? Or is this pre-made?
It can be both. But the real magic is that dynamic generation. It creates a short video clip showing the actual steps. So now, the Wadi agent just drops a video link into the chat. Here's a one-minute video showing you exactly which buttons to press.
I'm going to play devil's advocate here. Does a customer really want to watch a video in a chat thread? Isn't that, you know, heavy on their data?
It's a fair point. But you're trading a little bandwidth for a ton of clarity. Look at the data. Video on landing pages improves ranking by, like, 53 times.
Yeah.
In support, video resolution rates are way higher because it reduces the back and forth.
That makes sense.
If I see the button I need to press, I just press it. If I have to read, locate the small red button on the posterior panel, I'm going to ask which panel.
Right. What about on the sales side? Wadi talks about acquiring and engaging leads. Text seems okay for a high, but for actually closing a deal.
Think about the friction. A lead comes in on WhatsApp. Hey, I'm interested in your enterprise plan, but I need to know about your security compliance.
And the usual response is, great, let's schedule a Zoom for Thursday.
And you just killed all the momentum. By Thursday, the lead is cold. Now, let's swap that with auto content. The system sees security compliance, it pulls the specs, it generates a video with a casual speaker avatar.
Like a friendly-looking AI human.
Exactly. And that avatar explains your security protocols. The Wadi sales rep sends that video instantly. Great question. Here's a 90-second breakdown of our security stack.
So you're compressing the sales cycle.
Massively. Wadi already claims they reduce it by 30% with just chat. Adding instant tailored video could push that even further.
It's funny. It's totally automated, but it feels incredibly high touch. Like you took the time to explain it to me personally.
That's the paradox of modern automation. When it's done right, it feels more personal than the manual way because it's immediate and it's relevant.
Okay, let's talk about broadcasts. This is a big Wadi feature messaging thousands of customers at once. But it's also where businesses get into trouble with spam.
It is the danger zone. If you treat WhatsApp like email marketing from 2010, you will die. It's an intimate space. It's for talking to your family. If a brand just shouts, B-U-Y now W, you block them.
So how does the content engine fix that?
You have to shift from promotion to intelligence. Auto content has this feature called deep research, which is one of their most interesting endpoints. It doesn't just write, it actually browses the web.
When you say browses, is it just hallucinating things from its training data from 3 years ago?
No, and that is such a critical distinction. It can access live URLs, it can read reputable sources, SEC filings, the Financial Times, TechCrunch. It synthesizes current trends.
Okay, so walk me through a workflow with Wadi.
Imagine you're a financial advisor using Wadi to send a morning briefing. You set a trigger for 8 a.m. every day.
Okay.
The auto content API wakes up, scans the markets, checks competitor news, and synthesizes a two-minute script. And then, this is the really cool part, it turns that script into a mini podcast, an audio file.
And Wadi just broadcasts that file.
Wadi broadcasts it as a voice note to your VIP client list. So your phone buzzes, you see a voice note from your advisor, you hit play, and you hear a summary of the market.
To make it even stickier, you can use voice cloning.
Okay, this is where it gets a little sci-fi.
It does. You can clone the CEO's voice, so the customer hears your voice giving the update. Hey everyone, big movement in tech stocks. You didn't record that, you're probably asleep. But that relationship is being strengthened. Is there a risk there, though? Can it sound robotic? If I get a voice note that sounds like a soulless robot, I'm going to feel tricked.
The tech has gotten so much better, even in the last year. It's not 100% perfect. You might hear a weird inflection here or there. But for short updates, it's definitely passing the uncanny valley test.
And I guess transparency helps.
It does. Just label it your daily AI briefing. People value the utility more than the biological origin of the voice.
Yeah.
If you save me 20 minutes of reading, I don't really care if a robot read it to me.
That's a good point. You're turning Wadi from just a chat app into a private media channel.
You're broadcasting personalized radio.
Let's widen the lens a bit. Wadi is global. I was looking at their site. They support an insane number of languages. Arabic, Chinese, Spanish, Portuguese. They're in over 100 countries.
And this brings up what I call the localization gap. It's a huge problem. You might have a support team in Brazil using Wadi in Portuguese,
Right.
but all your best content, your white papers, your slick videos, it was all made by HQ in New York. It's all in English.
So the Brazil team is stuck sending English links to Portuguese customers.
Or they just send nothing, because dubbing a video into Portuguese used to cost a fortune and take weeks.
I see where you're going with this. Auto content is like a universal translator for media.
Exactly. It supports over 50 languages. And it's not just subtitles. It can resynthesize the audio. So you feed it an English blog post, it transcribes it, translates it, and generates a new audio track in perfect Portuguese. Wadi then routes that asset to your LATAM customer segment.
That's massive for your total addressable market. You're basically unlocking new markets without even hiring a local content team.
You're decoupling your market reach from your headcount. Usually, to launch in Germany, you need a German content manager. Now you just need the API and a German Wadi number.
You got the localized pipe, now you have localized water.
That's it.
I want to hit one more use case that's all about speed. It's newsjacking.
Right, injecting your brand into a breaking news story. If crypto regulation changes at 2 p.m., you want to be the one explaining it to your customers at 2:05.
But usually by the time legal approves the tweet, the moment is gone.
The trend is over, right?
Yeah.
This is where automation shines. Auto content can monitor feeds like X and Reddit, and it uses sentiment analysis, which is crucial. It needs to know, is this news good or bad? Are people angry?
You definitely don't want to auto-generate a happy, upbeat video about a market crash.
That would be catastrophic. So you set guardrails. But once a relevant trend is detected, the API generates a reaction video. Vertical format, TikTok style. Did you see this update? Here's what it means for your account.
And Wadi pushes that out as a broadcast.
Instantly. You
Yeah.
are beating the press. You're telling your customer what's happening before they even think to Google it. That builds incredible trust.
Okay, but I have to ask the practical question. How do you actually connect these things? We're talking about them like they're one tool, but they're not. This isn't one company.
Right.
Does this require a team of developers?
Surprisingly, no. And this is the technical reality check. Both of these platforms are deeply integrated into the no-code ecosystem, specifically tools like Make.com and Zapier.
I know Wadi is definitely in the Zapier library.
And auto content is API first, so it's designed for this. You can literally picture a flow chart on your screen in Make. You drag a box for RSS feed update, draw a line to auto content, create audio, draw another line to Wadi, send message.
So it's visual programming. If
Yeah,
this, then that.
exactly. You're not writing Python. You're designing a workflow. It's accessible to a marketing ops person, not just a software engineer.
And the economics, what's the robot price tag?
It's drastic. With
Yeah.
auto content, you can create a podcast episode for something like 10 cents to 2 euros, depending on the length. A video might be 4 euros.
4 euros
Yeah.
compared to $3,000.
Right. And here's why that matters for Wadi users. Wadi charges per conversation. You pay a small fee to Meta and Wadi to open that 24-hour window with a customer. So if you're already paying, say, 10 cents for the conversation, spending another 10 cents to send a high-value podcast that actually converts them is a complete no-brainer.
It's arbitrage. You're leveraging the plummeting cost of content production to maximize the value of the distribution channel you're already paying for.
That is the business case in a nutshell.
There's one last group of people I want to talk about because we always forget them. The employees. Wadi has a team inbox for internal collaboration.
The internal customer, yeah. If you have a sales team of 50 people managing that Wadi inbox, they need to be sharp on the product.
But nobody reads the internal newsletter or the PDF
They
manual.
can't. They're on the road. They're on calls. So use auto content to build the commute cast. Take those boring compliance updates or new feature PDFs, turn them into a 5-minute audio show, and blast it to the internal sales team WhatsApp group.
So while they're driving to a client meeting, they're listening to the briefing on the product they're about to sell.
Exactly. You're turning dead time into learning time. It ensures the team manning the Wadi pipes actually knows what's flowing through them.
It really feels like we're moving past the era of the dumb pipe.
We are. The combination of Wadi, the conversation layer, and auto content, the content engine, creates what the source material calls an automated enterprise.
It's a fundamental shift from reactive to proactive.
It is. Old school support is reactive. Wait for a complaint, then text back. This model is proactive. Predict the need, generate the media, and broadcast it. You're not just chatting, you are running a personalized TV and radio station for every single customer.
A media empire in their pockets.
That scales infinitely.
So if we bring it all together for the listener, we establish that the empty pipe is the nightmare. You have the access, but nothing to say.
And this combination of tools is the answer to that nightmare.
I want to leave everyone with a final thought to chew on. We know that attention is the currency of the digital economy, and WhatsApp is where that attention lives.
Right.
But if auto content is the mint that's printing that currency for pennies,
then the question becomes, if you could produce unlimited, high-quality audio and video for your customers,
yeah,
what would you stop typing and what would you start showing?
Stop typing, start showing. I think that's the challenge for everyone listening. Go look at your last 10 WhatsApp broadcasts. If they were all text, you might be leaving money on the table.
You almost certainly are.
Thank you so much for breaking all this down. It's a really fascinating intersection of tools.
My pleasure. It was fun.
And thanks to everyone for tuning in to the Deep Dive. We'll catch you in the next one.